the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I gotta
record.
Hello? Is this thing on?
I think so.
It's been a long time.
It has been. I forgot how it worked.
Forgot how this. What is this podcast called? Welcome to the Rivalry, episode 5, guys. We are back.
Crazy 2 weeks.
Yes, it has. I am Mr. Michael Sears.
And I'm Liam O'Brien. Not doing too well currently.
Liam, we're going to start with you. After this beautiful last 2 days.
Oh, man. You see, I hate baseball. I hate it.
Such a beautiful sport, ain't
it? It is. The Red Sox have been playing so good for the last 2 weeks almost exactly 2 weeks. They win 7 games. They're wearing the yellow jerseys. Everyone's calling them the Yellow Sox. And they say they're not going to take off the jerseys until they lose a game.
Sounds very upset.
Yankees weren't playing great. They were playing okay baseball.
They played the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, they swept the Rangers, but they fucking lost the series to the Indians right before that.
They did.
And look what happened. They come into Boston.
Planted in them.
They come into Boston, and all of a sudden, Giancarlo Stanton becomes Jesus fucking Christ.
It is Sunday.
It wasn't when he hit that fucking ball. Holy shit.
That 600-foot bomber?
Yeah, I think it landed in the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, my God, that was a bomb.
Mr. Liam,
I couldn't even be mad when I saw it because it was just a fucking nuke.
Oh, I saw what's-his-name's tweet, Jared.
Yeah.
He said he put his hand over his face like he witnessed a murder.
That was insane.
It was an absolute crushing bomb.
The day before that, Eovaldi gets rocked. Not what you want to see.
So great against that.
Not what you want to see.
Disciplined as hell. Taking off. Well, the umpires sucked the last 2 nights, though.
Yeah.
The umpires have been awful the last 2 nights. And now we got Mr. Joe West tonight.
Oh, great.
Mr. Joe West is behind the plate tonight.
Devers got to Cole that first night, too, which is exactly what you want to see. But it was too little too late. Eovaldi had already given up 6 or 7 runs, I think. Or did he give up all 8 of them?
Liam, you texted me in the 3rd inning. You said, not happy. What did I say?
You said, I'm still worried. I'm
Yankee
not comfortable yet.
It's still very scary. It could have been 20-0 and I wasn't comfortable yet.
He gave up 7.
7 of those 8? Oh, yeah. Because the, I think, what's it? I don't know who gave up that 8 run.
Gleyber Torres hit a homer. Wait, he has 8 home runs on the season?
Yeah, he doesn't have that many homers.
That's insane.
He's been up and down. But Torres is playing absolutely better since he's gone to second base, which they've had to do all season long.
Mm.
But it's been absolutely much better him second. He was on a 10-game hitting streak.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I don't know if he got it. I don't think
he was the hottest hitter on the Yankees coming into this series. And
yeah,
he hasn't done much other than the home run. Meaningless home run, but other than that, he
went
2-for-4
on Friday night.
Did he?
Yeah, he went 2-for-4. That was about it. I don't think he did anything yesterday.
Grounded into a huge double play yesterday.
Yeah.
But it didn't end up mattering. But
yes, it was. Yesterday was a roller coaster.
You can't. Fucking the 8th inning comes. You have 2 outs, 2 strikes on the batter. I forget who was up.
It was Judge, wasn't it?
Yeah, Judge, because it was right before Rizzo. And 2 strikes on the batter, 2 outs. You walk Judge, hit Rizzo, and then walk Gardner. And then
scared of Gardy.
Oh, my God. And then Stanton comes up and hits a fucking bomb.
Absolutely. Missile.
Bobby Dalbec also got to Chapman, too, but it was.
That was a bomb, too.
Yeah. Didn't really
I was still nervous. As soon as Chapman put that second runner on base, runner on first, I was like, oh,
but then
here we go.
Jose Iglesias had the worst at bat of all fucking time. He missed 2 hanging splitters.
Those splitters were dirty.
Nah, not the one he threw to Iglesias.
Oh, no. The one he missed up was bad.
Yeah.
But when he got it down, oh, that thing was dirty.
Bro, did you hear the Red Sox broadcast?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, my God. Wait,
John Sterling went absolutely crazy when Giancarlo hit that home run last
night. I know. I heard all the Yankees broadcasts, but listen to the Red Sox one.
Me and Sean went absolutely crazy last night. We watched that ball go bye-bye, and I jumped on him like he was a son to me. Like I was just born the son or something. That was electrifying.
Tonight's going to be fun.
Monty Erod, too.
Like, yeah, interesting game.
Two lefties. Got to raise it. Stanton with a grand slam. Got a miserable saying.
It's just silent the entire time he's rounding the bases. They don't say another word. They don't say another word.
Is this the TV broadcast?
Yeah, this is the TV broadcast.
That's great.
He said, sometimes you don't even know what to say. You almost don't
know what to say. That's great. It reminds me of the Minnesota Twins one. When they came back for that makeup game,
yeah,
they came out to that 5-0 lead, and Judge hit the three-run homer to tie it. The announcers just literally go in silence and just go, "Can't believe it!" Like, unbelievable every single time.
Yankees, the Twins cannot beat the fucking Yankees. It's ridiculous.
I just saw a tweet that sums this up perfectly. The Yankees are setting us up for either the most glorified, awesome home World Series ride in the 21st century, or they are just setting up for a heartbreak
in the wild card game.
Quick exit. We might even. You know what? The way this team works, they could go into Toronto next week and just lose all three.
And just lose out.
Lose out. That's what this team. You never know. Just and especially with the podcast, the
games that are left.
Especially with this podcast, I don't think I've ever said one thing correctly on here.
I don't think I have either. every time the Red Sox have been hot and we've come on here and talked about it, or the Yankees have been hot, the next fucking week they've sucked. And then every time they've sucked and we've come on here and complained, the next week they played amazing. It's ridiculous. I fucking hate baseball.
That's the beauty of a podcast, though.
Yeah, right?
Shows you how much more you're wrong than you are. Shows you how stupid you are.
I thought I knew baseball before I started doing this shit.
But, oh, God, what a roller coaster these last two nights have been.
How about Jose Iglesias for the Red Sox, man?
He's been playing well.
He only plays good for the Red Sox. He does. In 2013, when they traded him to the Tigers, he had a huge error up the middle that led to Shane Victorino's grand slam in game 6. And then the Red Sox win that series. And then he also ended up being the last out in that series. He only does shit right for the Red Sox.
Yeah, he has a phenomenal glove, though.
Oh, my God. And with the Red Sox so far, he's batting .364 with a .429 on base percentage.
Can we talk about that Schwarber fly ball from Friday night?
Which one? The one where he fucking dropped it in the infield? One that he
just literally just let it go by.
I don't understand. Because
the way he looked at who was at second base that night? Was it Iglesias?
I think it was Iglesias.
He looked at Bogey or Iglesias just so funnily after he dropped the ball. He was like, I don't know what to do. I'm not used to these things, man.
It's not, but he should be because he's an outfielder and it was a fucking fly ball. It's not like it was a ground ball. Either.
That pop fly was up there, too.
Yeah, it was.
That thing was up there for a good 10 seconds.
We talk about that like they should catch every one, but that's not an easy – it's easier said than done. Fly balls in the infield always fucking
drop.
Stuck. Yeah, they always suck.
It's always – they don't know who to call.
Exactly.
It's like, do I want to get it? And then the pitcher looked at him like, are you kidding me? And he was like 20 feet away from the plate, too.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm not doing this. That ain't my job. I throw strikes.
Yeah, he ran away.
Did you like the call last night to go to Darwin Hernandez?
I mean, Josh Taylor wasn't available. I don't know.
He had to do the three bat. That was his third batter, right?
Yeah, he pitched to. He started with Rizzo, and then he pitched to Gardner. Hit Rizzo, walked Gardner.
No, Gardner was first, so Rizzo and Stan. It was Rizzo and Stan. Rizzo and Stan. Gardner played leadoff yesterday. DJ's a groin issue.
So he hit Rizzo and then gave a bomb.
Right on the knee, too.
I mean, it's hard to tell. Obviously, now I don't think it's the right call because he gave up a fucking bomb.
You think Bolecki's foot is broken?
Yeah, 100%. That shit, he got hit hard.
I said to Sean last night, that's a fastball. Sean goes, he's looking at the replay and he goes, looks like a slider. It looks like it tailed at the end. I go on MLB at bat and I go, Sean, he just got plunked by a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. That thing is broken probably.
Yeah. He got fucked up, which sucks because he swings the bat so well.
He hit the bomb. He hit a bomb.
Yeah.
He hit a bomb yesterday.
Batting .289 Bullet. On the season in 61 games, too. It's like, not even like a small sample size.
I was like, Sean, what are you talking about? It slid. Get the hell out of here. Nowhere near like a slider. It went straight to his leg.
I really thought Kike was going to do something, man. He had a great swing on that first pitch.
Oh, that fastball. I said the exact same thing. I said he was on that fastball.
And then Renfro was coming up next. I wanted Renfro to come up so bad.
I knew. When we got up 7-0 on Friday, I texted the group chat before the day started. I said, "Do not throw Kike a fastball. Do not throw Kike a fastball to start this game."
He hasn't been playing well though.
Do not, but he still jumps on Cole's fastball.
Yeah, I know.
So as soon as we jumped out to a 4-0, whatever the first inning was, I think it was 3-0, 2-0.
Yeah, something three, like that. I think.
I said to him, "Throw a fastball, Cole. Throw it right by him if you want." I was fine with a fastball to start that inning. But I was nervous about the fastball.
I don't blame
you. He just hits those first pitch fastballs.
The worst part about how Iglesias is playing, he can't be on the postseason roster.
Oh, because he wasn't.
We got him on like September 4th.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. See, the good thing, we can't be mad at each other yet. Because at the end of the day, I think we're going to be the two teams in the wild card game.
I think so, too, especially now that the Blue Jays lost again yesterday, right? They won 3-1. They won 3-1.
They won 3-1. I've been watching them like a hawk. The Mariners lost last night, though. They lost 14-1 to the Angels.
The only way the Yankees really don't make the postseason is
if they get swept by Toronto and then they go against Tampa. But the Tampa series is a little weird because they clinched everything.
The Red Sox really, with the Yankees and Blue Jays playing each other, I think the Red Sox are.
Yeah, they'll be fine with that.
They're perfectly fine. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Play anybody hard the less.
Yeah, and then we got the Orioles next.
Yeah, you play. And then who do you finish the year with? You don't finish with the Toronto. Nationals. Yeah, you don't finish with Toronto. That ain't nothing.
Yeah. And it's the Red Sox started off 0-3 against the Orioles. And since then, they are 12-1 against them.
See, that's the story of winning the AL East right there.
Yeah.
If you look at the last four winners, they've killed the Orioles.
Yeah. Which sucks because, I mean, if the Red Sox didn't have that August that they had, they would have had a real shot at the AL East.
Fucking
August fucking blew.
18-1 against the fucking Orioles. So Tampa Bay Rays are.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's literally nuts. It's nuts.
That's nuts. It's holy shit.
And they're nowhere near as good as they were last year.
No.
They don't have the pitching.
Their starting pitching doesn't impress me.
I can't wait for playoff baseball.
Me neither. It's going to be.
Last week I was very upset. Like, I was depressed. I was like, I'm going to go into this playoff baseball, and I'm not going to have any team to root for. Now I'm on my high horse. I wouldn't say high horse because tonight they can go out and get no hit if they wanted to, especially against a lefty. They're awful against lefties.
Red Sox. If the Red Sox win this game, I think the wild card game is going to go through Fenway. I don't even know how I feel about that anymore, because the Yankee, I don't know what the fuck happened in the beginning of the season. The Red Sox owned the Yankees.
I know.
I don't now know, the like last 7-0 or something like that. And now we just can't fucking.
The last five, we've just, oh, it's just been.
It's so weird.
And the one of the, and the one in the last five, and one of them, the last five, you should have won that double header, the first game of the double header.
Yeah.
When he had the bases loaded.
Mm-hmm. I was at that game.
I should have won that game. And then this weekend sucked too. Last weekend sucked too against the Indians. Oh my God.
This weekend sucked for me, not you.
They won. They won 8-0 on Friday. Then I go to the game Saturday. They lose 11-1, 11-3. Voit does a stupid little Stone Cold thing when they're down by 7 still. And then they
feel like you have to, though.
Did the Red Sox do the cart
still? Yeah, when they're losing, they have to, bro. Because if they didn't, they're
down like by 6 in the 9th.
Yeah, because if they didn't do it, they would get shit on.
Okay.
They would be like, "Oh, you gave up on the game." Like,
okay, I understand.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
If you do it, you get shit on for doing it.
And your Voit's thing ain't trademark. Like, he's doing it by himself. Nobody else. Like when Giancarlo hit the home run last night, he didn't bang and do the Stone Cold.
Yeah.
So I could see on the Yankee side, I could see it being stupid. Red Sox, I understand where you're at. You have to do it.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Voit doesn't have to do that.
I just wish JD Martinez wouldn't do it, because he looks so uncomfortable every time he gets in there. He looks like he wants to die.
He's another guy, again, in this series, just been so quiet. So quiet.
And it sucks because he was playing really well before this series. He sucked all August. He's playing really well before this series. I thought he was going to do something, and then nothing.
It's been so cool. These last five against the Yankees.
I need him to get hot for the playoffs.
He's just been so quiet. He's a weird up and down year.
Yeah, but his numbers aren't bad.
Yeah, I know. He's batting really good.
Having an up and down year, he's batting .285.
Yeah, and he's got 27 homers.
7 OPS.
What, he's got 27 homers?
Yeah.
I would say 70-something RBIs.
RBI 95. He's going to finish with 100.
But it's been
he so should weird. Finish with 100. So Devers weird. Has 108.
Jesus Christ. I like that lefty swing.
Devers is a superstar.
What is he, 2 years? 2 years, free agent?
What?
2 years for him, free agent?
I think it's more than that. I don't even think he's in arbitration yet.
No, I don't. It's going to be the show. That's how I get my information about contracts. That'll be the show. You know, I love this. Have you guys gotten the new iOS 15, fans? It's awesome.
Yeah. I have.
It's awesome.
He's a free agent. He is free agent 2024. They're going to extend him this offseason, though, I think.
How big?
Oh, big. I think they're going to extend him, and I think Bogarts is going to opt out. And I don't know.
Imagine Bogarts at New York Yankee. Dawn in the pinstripes.
The future of Bogarts is not at shortstop.
I can see him at second base.
He's got to be.
I wouldn't mind him at second base.
He's got to be. Remember.
But that screws the Yankees out of getting Bogart.
I don't know if this was last podcast. Did I talk about the Red Sox being one of the worst teams converting ground balls to outs?
Yes, I think that was the last one.
If you look at the scatter chart of all of those ground balls since 2017, like 95%, obviously, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but a good majority of them are to the shortstop.
Liam, we got to exaggerate. It's a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Got to. But a good majority of those ground balls are to the shortstop, and Bogarts just doesn't get it done there defensively. I love his bat. I don't want to see him leave, but the future of Red Sox shortstop is not Bogarts. I think
your best.
What?
Jeter Downs?
No, I think your best move in the offseason is to sign Correa and move Bogarts to shortstop, to second base.
See, I've been seeing that too for a lot of like some Yankee things to get Correa. It's just, I don't want him. Get him nowhere near me. I don't want that.
I want him.
I hate him. Can't stand
him. I hate him too.
Can't stand
He's
him.
A good fucking baseball player.
I agree. But I don't think he would be another A-Rod to me. Hate him. Hate him every day. But I want them to get Seager.
Yeah.
I don't think Dodgers are going to re-sign him.
I do want the Red Sox to get Correa. I hate saying it, too, because I don't like him. But
this offseason should be fun. But
that, could you imagine that infield? That would be the best infield in the league.
Devers, Correa, Bogarts in second.
And then Dahlbeck.
Do you have Kiki for another year?
I'm pretty sure. And Hunter Renfroe is another year of arbitration.
That's a lot of money, though. Bogarts is what, get $20 million next year?
He's not getting a crazy amount. He signed a discounted contract because
if he opts out.
He wanted to give the Red Sox more years because they were the team that signed him when he was 16. But yes, he can opt out. I think he should opt out. I think he should be getting paid more than he is.
That'd be cool if the Yankees get him. But I really don't want him.
Kike,
it would just be fun to piss you off.
Kike has another year in his contract next year. Free agent after 2023. Or in 2023.
I just can't believe the Yankees have won the last two.
I thought the Red Sox were going to win yesterday. I really did.
I did, too. I 100% thought that they were going to come into yesterday and shit the bed, and ESPN was going to get their dream of getting a rubber match of this great series.
Need Garrett Whitlock back.
I was surprised he didn't go to Richards yesterday before Hernandez. Or go to Richards what's his name? Stanton.
You could have just gone to anybody and walked Rizzo. I mean, obviously that's 2020 because you look at it, he gets on base anyway. So what's the difference? But yeah. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to say what you would have done after everything plays out. Because now you're going to say, oh, he never should have gone to Hernandez, or he should have put Austin Davis in the game. But if you really think about it, Hernandez gets both righties and lefties out. He's fucking filthy. He just can't find the strike zone most of the time. And he found too much of the strike zone on that Stanton pitch. It just happens.
Absolutely. See that pimp job too.
Yeah, it was sick. It sucks, but it was sick.
I still can't believe that. That ninth inning, I wanted Chapman out. After the home run, I wanted him out. You always get nervous when a closer gives up a homer.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You always want to take him out.
Did you see Jack Harlow at the game?
Mm-hmm. He got a bird's eye view of Stanton's homer. I think that's where it went over.
It was so funny. I don't know if you saw the interview with him on Nesson.
No, I had to listen to the great Michael Kay.
They did an interview with him on Nesson. He goes, yo, I got to pull it up just because it was fucking hilarious.
But the Yankees just need to get everybody healthy. Severino looked great last night. I love watching him. He looks chunky too. He's got a little meat on his bones, Sevy. And I'm surprised they haven't gotten Herman yet either.
Throwing pretty hard yesterday too.
Yeah, he was up and down. Chapman was worrying me because when he started, he was pitching 94. And Chapman. 105. They don't call him the Cuban Missile for nothing. you don't get flamethrowers and shit when you're coming into the stadium if you're not throwing 100 miles per hour. What's the point of the sirens and then the flames if you're throwing 93? You're not even getting a flame on the scoreboard when you're throwing. What's the point of that?
What was I gonna say? Harlow, I can't find the interview. But so basically, Jermai Webster goes up there, starts interviewing him, and Harlow goes, show him these seats. These seats are amazing. Look at our view. And the camera never moves off of him.
The funny thing is, the movie I watched last night after the game was Ted.
Really?
Yeah, remember when remember when they go to the tower and everything?
I
started
watching Ted the other day, but I didn't finish it.
Oh, such a great movie.
I love that movie.
When they went to the tower, I just thought of Pilecki's home.
Pilecki had a bomb.
Oh, into the tower. Did it go through the tower or did it stay in the tower?
I don't know.
I think it went through the tower. We'll use gravity or something like
that. Fucking Stanton, bro.
That was awesome. I can't wait. I can't wait for playoff baseball. That one game playoff. Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna stress me the fuck out.
Oh hell yeah, it'll be those 927 outs will not be fun.
Do you think Eovaldi is still getting the ball?
After Friday, I don't know, because the Yankees just had a great game plan.
Who do you give it to then? Sale?
I would assume Sale. Yeah, I feel like the Yankees hit Sale really well.
So who do you got today? You got
Montgomery.
You got E-Rod.
All the Red Sox have to do is score two runs.
When did Sale pitch last?
Thursday.
Mets game, right?
Was it Thursday?
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
We didn't play Thursday.
Yeah, you both have off days. So yeah, I knew we were missing Sale.
Yeah, you definitely missing Sale. Who started the fucking Tuesday game?
Oh, I don't know who started Tuesday for you guys.
The schedule thing on MLB is awful.
I like Holak. Oh, Hauk, whatever
the hell his name.
Yeah, coming
out. Oh, E-Rod started. Okay.
Him coming out of the bullpen yesterday. And I didn't mind that. And that was cool for you guys.
So you're going to get E-Rod today. Then it's going to be Sale.
You guys have an off day tomorrow?
Yeah. Sale, Eovaldi, Pivetta. And then theoretically,
see, you have Sale lined up for October
last day
4th.
Of the season.
Oh, you have him for October 3rd lined up because the Yankees.
But I mean, by that point, theoretically, the wild card should be clinched.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Sean yesterday about this with the Yankees. They have Cole set up. They had Cole Friday. Mm-hmm. They have him set up for Wednesday. And then they have him set up for October 5th with an extra day. So he gets his fifth day would be the 4th. So he gets an extra day of rest. So he'd be on 6th day of rest going into the wild card game.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
If that game means something on October 3rd,
they're going to pitch him.
But he'll be on short rest. He'll be on short rest on both if you do that, even anywhere.
But say that game is for home field advantage. Say the Red Sox and Yankees are both tied then.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So do you pitch him? Or
I don't. Do you give, I truly,
up, do you
I
give
truly,
up home field advantage?
I would go with somebody you think is good enough, like J-Mo.
Yeah.
And then because J-Mo
then use him in the wild card game,
and then use him because
I don't think you can risk your ace in the wild card game to get home field advantage. You got to trust him on the road, if anything.
Yeah, and plus if you do lose that Sunday game, say you lose that Sunday game, so you lose home field advantage and you lose Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. Then you're fucked.
Very fun.
Then you got J-Mo starting in the fucking in Fenway Park.
I don't even know who you would have starting on Tuesday.
Exactly.
I would think maybe
Severino.
I don't think they would ever start Seve. I think they might do a Nestor to Seve then. I could see that. But I think that's what they're going to do a lot.
I don't know. Last time Severino pitched against the Red Sox in the playoffs, it didn't work out well.
Did not, but it did look good last night.
Did.
You didn't. Did. You haven't seen Chunky Seve, that's why.
I know, right?
Chunky Seve's good. Chunky Seve.
It's because he knew what time the game was.
I just can't wait for Jonathan Elias to come back. That's who When's I that? Want. So. What?
When's that?
Oh, I don't. He threw a bullpen Friday, but I don't know when the hell he's coming back. He had a cortisone shot in his shoulder, I believe. So that's never a good sign when he first started the process. But he's the biggest piece in that bullpen. He is the biggest piece of that bullpen right now. I just hope he comes back. I don't know. There's nothing else injury-wise on the Yankees front end. Everybody else is healthy.
Plus Garrett Whitlock is supposed to come back during the National Series, which is great. need him in the playoffs.
Everybody else is healthy on the Yankees except what's his name? DJ.
I'm pretty sure almost everyone's healthy now too, other than Josh Taylor. He's getting an MRI in his back, so that's not great.
Nobody on the COVID list anymore?
I don't think so. Injuries and roster moves. I'm pretty sure there's no one there other than Josh Taylor. Duran's coming back. He's in AAA right now. I don't know if that's permanent or – oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I didn't even know they had – I thought the AAA season ended, to be honest.
Duran, they said that there's probably no playing time available for him in the big leagues, and that's probably right.
Yeah, where's he going to play?
Yeah. Arauz went to AAA, which I don't really care. Josh Taylor, day-to-day. Hopefully he's back soon. The COVID list is still Danny Santana, Yairo Munoz, and Phillips Valdez. And then Garrett Whitlock is the 10-day IL. He can return at the earliest September 30th.
Which is 4 days from now.
Yeah. But what I don't think it'll be until I don't think it'll be until that national series. So in October sometime.
So the Rays have a 5-game lead on Houston too, which sucks. I would love to play Houston first round.
I wouldn't. I would rather play the Rays.
No, I'm confident with the Yankees in Houston.
The Astros have absolutely manhandled the Red Sox this year.
I'm confident as a Yankee fan. I think the Yankees can handle Houston.
I like my chances with the Rays better, especially getting some games at home. It's not like you're just getting a series in the trop.
I would love a Yankee White Sox ALCS.
The White Sox are pretenders.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they will. I think they will lose to Houston.
Their division just fucking sucks, bro. Yeah, their
division's awful. Absolutely awful. But they do have a great lineup. That lineup is scary. And the two-headed monster they have in that bullpen. But Hendricks has been on and off all year. Hendricks has not been worth that contract right now.
No, definitely not. I'm trying to look up.
What about the Cardinals, man? 15-game winning streak.
Yeah, that's impressive. They might never lose again.
Sneak their way into the playoffs.
They're not even sneaking, bro.
Yeah, it's true. They're making a lot of noise.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, if the Yankees don't make the playoffs this year, it's not even the biggest story.
What is?
San Diego Padres.
I know.
Missing out on the playoffs. That is the story.
That's absolutely insane. That will
overshadow the Yankees missing the playoffs. And then here's another fact. Did you know this about the New York Metropolitans?
What?
If they lose tonight, and they go, if they have 82 losses on the year, they will be under 500. This will be the first time in Major League history that a team has led a division for 100 games and ended the season
under 500. Well, they were never really above 500 when they were leading the division.
But
so it doesn't surprise me.
They were still winning the division, 104 days as your division NL East champs, and then it just goes right to hell.
Yeah, they don't surprise me at all.
The last time Jacob DeGrom pitched, they had a 4.5-game lead in the NL East.
The White Sox against teams greater than 500 are 25-29.
Oh, wow.
They haven't even played that many teams over 500.
They're 2-5 against the
Yankees. They have less wins against teams over 500 than the Orioles do.
Oh, wow. I know they're 2-5 against the Yankees.
The Orioles have also lost 74 games to teams over 500. Their schedule blows. Holy shit.
The other day, Texas and the Orioles were playing. If you are a fan of either team and you watched all nine innings of that game, I applaud you. You are the backbone of baseball, I swear. Like, I could never do that.
Atlanta also sucks against teams over 500.
It was a combined, 200 losses between
the series. The entire NL East Yeah, that's true.
Is awful.
The entire NL East sucks against teams over 500. None of them have a winning record against them.
Who do you have, Harper or Tatis?
Tatis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think Harper might win because of how well he's been playing. And if they sneak into the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs, it's going to be Harper.
If they sneak into the playoffs, I like that.
They're 1.5 games out.
Yeah. They could have won last night. They could have been a half game out. They're playing the Atlanta's the Braves playing San Diego. Dodgers. I don't know who the Phillies are playing. I forgot who that's right.
They've won 5 straight.
The Phillies or the Braves?
The Phillies. The Braves have won 2 straight.
The Braves should have lost last night. They were down 7-3.
The Phillies really might win the fucking division with a +1 run differential.
And what did the Braves have? Like a +90, right?
+120.
Yeah, they're high up there.
Red Sox are +77. Yankees are +41. Toronto's +169.
Oh my God.
That's insane. The Dodgers are +244.
Run differential. I thought we were talking about like odds to win something. You know what else has been? I have no idea who's winning the Cy Young Award either in the NL.
Bobby Ray.
You think?
Yeah, I think after that blow up in against the Indians, it's Robbie Ray. It's his award to lose. I think
he's got so many more strikeouts than Robbie Ray.
I think it's Robbie Ray's award to lose.
Then the AL MVP is fucking – that's decided.
I don't – do you really think it's that obvious anymore? Shohei Ohtani hasn't been playing that well.
Mm-hmm. But he's still doing it on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
He could win, but I just don't see a triple crown.
My argument with Shohei Ohtani, I don't disagree that he should win. I 100% think he should win.
He hasn't been that good on the mound.
I think the fact that Vladimir Guerrero even makes this a conversation is extremely impressive.
Oh yeah, he's been.
But awesome. If you give the award to Shohei Ohtani, how can you ever give it to anybody else?
Oh, I agree.
Like, barring injury, barring the fact that he sucks, like, going forward, which I don't think will happen.
And he hasn't been that good on the mound either.
He hasn't been that good on the mound.
Been that good on the mound. But I think it's clear cut and finish. He could get the triple crown and he still will lose, which would be incredibly insane.
That happened to Ted Williams.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
He won the triple crown and he didn't win
MVP. And he didn't win MVP. They gave it to Mickey Mantle, I think.
The Mick. I wish I was alive for those times.
Let me check.
I would have loved to see
the odds on these two winning MVP.
I would say he's in the minus.
Who? Ohtani?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Player futures. Ohtani's -3,500. Not even minus? Close. Not even close. Harper's -300.
Is he really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that big of a favorite?
Randy Arozarena -175 for Rookie of the Year. Jonathan India is your NL what's his Rookie name? Of the Year.
Oh, he's the – yeah. He's Juan DeFranco is not eligible for Rookie of the Year?
No, he is.
So how is he not?
I mean, he hasn't played that many games.
Oh, but he still got on that. That wild on base.
Yeah, I know. Cy Young.
Everybody's going nuts.
Robbie Ray -200.
Is he really? Wow. Mm-hmm. What about the NL?
Max Scherzer -160. Really Corbin Burns right behind him though, +105. Almost yeah, even
a,
money.
That is Corbin Burns. He pitched last night, I believe.
He's incredible.
Yeah, the whole Milwaukee Brewers pitching is incredible.
I think the World Series goes through Milwaukee. I'm going to say it.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to say it.
That'd be awesome.
I think it does.
That'd be really cool. But I just can't see anybody who's going to – well, they're going to have to take out one of each other. But after that, who beats either NL West team?
Well, it's going to be Dodgers, Giants, Cardinals.
Yeah. In the wild card.
In the wild card. And then it's going to be Dodgers-Giants. I mean,
that's going to be an awesome series.
Yeah, that is going to be a fucking awesome series. I wish the Padres and Dodgers had a fucking postseason series to play.
Yeah, but hey, they suck.
It's going to be Dodgers, Cardinals. I mean, anything can happen in a one-game series, but I'm assuming it's going to be Cardinals. I'm assuming it's going to be Dodgers, Giants.
I don't know who you go to with that for the Dodgers.
The Brewers get the Braves.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. But I think in a three-game series with the pitchers they have,
Brewers win.
What?
Five games.
Five. I mean, yeah, that's what I meant.
You're probably thinking of last year. That's stupid. And shit we did last year.
I think in a five-game series with those three pitchers, the Brewers have the clear advantage.
It's so wild to me.
Giants Dodgers is going to be amazing. I can't even pick a winner.
If you think about it, look at the Yankee schedule. These nine games against AL East opponents. Then you have another wild card game against an AL East opponent.
And then you would have an ALDS game against an AL East opponent.
That's 15 games possibly.
Yeah.
Against the AL East.
That's insane.
Insane. That is incredibly insane. That's very scary too. That is nuts. Because I don't think any team has ever done that.
I don't know. The Red Sox first wild card game being against the Yankees, there's something special about that.
I just want it to be a Yankee Stadium. So I can go, enjoy my birthday, have fun.
I'll go. If it wasn't on a Tuesday, I would go. I have class from 6:30 to 9:15.
You better leave early or something.
I'm going to have to.
I have some wild stories about being in class, watching games.
I mean, if anything, I'll just have it on my computer.
Oh, I remember that. Remember the Lindor game? Oh, that ALDS game.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God. I had a test that day, and I finished my test quick as hell. And I watched the Yankee game. Gary hit that first inning bomb. Oh, I went nuts in that classroom. I was so happy. In game five, that was a great – that 27.
Of course, I can't believe the game's on a fucking Tuesday, bro.
That's so well, usually how it is.
I know, but I have class.
And then Tuesday, it will be the beauty of it is my birthday will be on a Wednesday next year, and how they do the schedule usually.
I feel like the NL always plays the second game.
What?
I feel like the NL always plays the second game.
I think they alternate. I think they alternated every year.
Really?
Yeah, I think the NL was the first last year. Well, I don't know about last year.
They changed it.
Wild card.
They changed it. So yeah, for the AL, it says AL wild card number two against AL wild card number one. And then for the NL, it says NL wild card number two versus NL West runner up.
That's great. That's great. But that would be awesome. That's why I love having an October birthday.
November, bro. It never fucking gets to me.
Yep, never. And my birthday week is phenomenal, too. Brady, Bill Belichick, that Sunday. Oh, that'd be awesome. Brady comes back home. I would love to do. If they were playing in Fenway, go down there Saturday, hang out there Saturday, go to Patriots.
Oh, on Sunday? That would be sick.
Go Sunday night. Chill out Monday, go back to Boston, and then go to Yankees Red Sox Tuesday night on my birthday.
Did you
perfect,
see
perfect birthday weekend right there?
Did you see Brady is projected to beat or pass the all-time yards record in Foxborough?
Oh yes, yes. For
is that 400 away right now?
Mm-hmm. I love him. That Rams.
I got a little parlay for you.
Baseball?
For some football? I mean, football. It's going to be too late for the listeners, but I got a little parlay for you.
Way too late. We're 9 minutes before kickoff.
I got Ravens minus 7.5.
Ravens a good pick.
I got the Broncos beating the Jets. I got the Cardinals beating the Jags. The Buccaneers minus 0.5.
We got 0.5.
Yeah. You got 1.5?
No, I got them at 0.5, I think.
And then I got the Bills beating the football team. It's my little five-team parlay.
I have three parlays. I have Falcons plus 2.5, Seahawks minus 2, Cardinals minus 7.5 and the Vegas Raiders minus 4.
Not
then
bad.
I have Bucks minus 0.5, Seahawks minus 2, Cardinals minus 2.5, and then Steelers minus 2.5.
Not even touching that Eagles game?
Cardinals minus 7.5, my bad. Not touching no Eagle game. Then I got...
The Eagles defense has been fucking incredible.
Then I got Cardinals minus 7.5, Chargers plus 6.5, Jets plus 10.5, and then Falcons plus 2.5.
I like it.
It's a little underdog parlay there.
Eagles defense has been awesome.
Who do the Eagles play today?
They play tomorrow. They play the Cowboys. Oh, yeah, they play
the Cowboys. Like, I don't know the NFL schedule like back of my hand. Oh, man.
Let's get some baseball picks for tomorrow. There's only 4 games tomorrow. Tuesday picks.
TBDs.
Some TBDs in there. You gotta go Red Sox. You gotta go Red Sox over the Orioles. Yeah. Anyone over the Orioles is a good bet.
I would take the Marlins tomorrow on Tuesday.
Oh, you got Wheeler pitching on Tuesday in the Phillies Braves series. That's really gonna be a must watch game.
I wanted the Wheeler to be a Cy Young winner.
Yeah, it sucks that he wasn't.
That would have been so much better against Met fans too. Oh, you let that guy just walk.
I can't believe the Cardinals have won 15 straight games.
I know, and that team is awful. Like, I'm not. Let's not sugarcoat it. They have J.A. Happ pitching for them. Like,
bro, Wainwright has had a hell of a fucking season.
Wainwright has had a hell of a year. It's like 2011 all over again.
Yeah, it really is. 200 innings, 170 strikeouts, 3 ERA.
The Cardinals went out. The Cardinals went out on the trade deadline and said, let's get 2 lefties. Let's get the oldest 2 lefties in baseball. Lester and J.A. Happ. Like, what?
and it worked.
And they won 15 in a row.
It worked.
It makes no sense. Like, why does baseball do this?
I don't know.
And the crazy part is the Oakland Athletics have just sunk away. Just sunk away.
You want some betting advice? Red Sox. Sell some points tonight. -1.5.
-1.5. Yep. Sell them.
Sell some points. Get yourself some money.
Tell that to the listeners. I ain't put any money on Red Sox. Unless I thought it was cash. Unless it was like Andrew Heaney on the mound. Who hasn't pitched since I've said that.
To really?
I don't think so. I don't think I haven't seen Andrew Heaney in forever.
Oh, you got Gausman.
No, I saw him. I saw him against that Saturday.
Gausman at 310.
Plus 310?
No, he's pitching at 310 today.
Oh.
So if you got our notifications on, you listen to this real early. Got Gausman.
Really early. Two hours. Maybe not even 2 hours from now. An hour from now.
Yeah, an hour from now.
Just fast forward to the end, too.
Just fast forward to exactly this point if you're listening right now.
Yeah.
and then bet on Gausman.
Oops. 5 minutes. Red Zone has notified me.
There we go.
That's the best 7 hours in sports right there.
I think I'm ready to call it a pod and go watch some football.
Yeah.
Till 7 o'clock.
Seven. That's what I love about having Sunday night baseball games. You get to watch football all day and not worry about baseball.
Facts. And then baseball's on. Most important game of the year, in my opinion. I think whoever wins tonight gets home field advantage in the wild card.
You got a 3 keys to the game?
3 keys to the game? What is this, fucking Yes Network?
Yeah, damn right. I'm going a little okay here. You can go Paul. You can go Kevin.
I need E-Rod's velocity to be up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he pitches great when his velocity is up, but he gets shelled when his shit is down. I need JD's bat to wake up, because okay, when he's growing, the Red Sox are going.
Okay.
And then I need the bullpen to not suck. Exactly that. That's how they would say it on Nesson. I need the bullpen to not suck ass.
Okay, that works. God damn, what time did this Royals-Tigers game start?
I don't know. It's going already?
Yeah, it's the bottom of the second. It's not even.
You're also a great fan if you're watching that game, because fuck that.
What time? It started at 11.
Yeah.
And what? Aren't they in like in Central Time or something like that? Aren't they like an hour behind us?
Yeah.
So they started at 11:17. What? Who the hell?
Hey, Mom, going to a baseball game today.
Yeah.
What time? 1 o'clock?
Hey, man.
11.
Tigers are pretty good.
I like their good record. They're going to be a player this offseason, they said.
100%. AJ Cash, good manager.
There's only one key to the game for the Yankees.
What is it?
Get Monty some runs.
Oh, yeah. They hate doing that.
That's the only thing.
They hate doing that.
Score early and often. That's the only thing I can say.
So there we go. Monty
some runs.
Those are your keys to the game. If you want some betting advice, yes, if you want some betting advice, fast forward to about 5 minutes ago. And make sure you do it quick because those games start very soon.
And don't do the football ones because those are over.
If you listen to this in the next 2 minutes, you can do the football ones.
I have some 4 o'clock ones. So.
Yeah, we gave some 4 o'clock ones. We gave some. Don't bet on the Eagles. We gave some Monday night advice.
Eagles landed. Eagles,
but don't bet on the Eagles.
All right. 2:10 left till Scott Hansen hits my screen.
All right. I'll catch you later. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in for episode 6 next week. I'm sure it'll be great with the end of the season.
Damn right it will be.
Thank you. You're my home.